Good morning, I'm Steve. I got shamed over the weekend.
Good.
Yeah, and it's by, I think it's the same old man that shamed me a couple months ago.
Oh, no.
Is it the neighbor?
You're being old man shamed?
Remember I told you a couple months ago that I finally got my dad's old trains out of storage?
Yes.
And
oh, yeah.
I was like,
oh,
yeah. I was getting them
yeah.
set up.
Yep.
Well, I had set them up probably 80%, and then I just kind of, you know, got distracted with something else. So my wife was like, hey, you know, since all the Christmas decorations are up, we should really get those trains up and running this weekend. I was like,
that'd
hey,
be cool. Yeah.
No problem. I needed like two pieces of train track, and I also wanted to get a new control box, the transformer.
Yeah.
Because the one that I have, you can tell that it's new, but it didn't really, like, I was having an issue where I would run the train and it would go and then it would stop and then it would go. Seems like it's pretty crappy. So I took a picture of it and then off I went to the train store.
Is it the one that, like, the used train store
yep.
where it's, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's, that's where I mean, you gotta go. It's the only place to go.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone that works there is 88 years old and obviously retired from their full-time job. You walk in, there's just train stuff everywhere. So I walked up and I said, hey, I need two pieces of this. And the guy's like, okay, come on back here. Showed me where it was, grabbed me two pieces of it. 55 cents a piece for that track.
It's amazing.
And then I said, hey, I think my transformer's acting up a little bit. I think I want to upgrade it. He's like, oh, okay, well, what do you have? So I took out my phone and I said, I got a picture of it. And I showed it to him and he just shook his head and he put his arm around me.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Yes, here we go.
And he said, are you ready to upgrade to a big boy transformer? And I immediately felt emasculated and said, yeah, sure.
Yes, mister. I sure am.
So he took me over to this shelf.
Were you wearing the same hat with a propeller on it you had when you met me in Hot Wings at the parade and said, I'm going to be a broadcaster?
I felt like it. My suspenders and everything. Yeah. So he took me over to some shelf.
Giant lollipop.
Where they had all these, like,
it's a little sailor outfit.
Yeah. He showed me all the refurbished ones. He's like, what you need is this one right here. And I picked the thing up and it weighs like 48 pounds.
Oh, yeah. Did you go, gee whiz?
It's the size of a toaster. I plugged it in and like the lights in my house dim. It's like, yeah. I was like, yeah, that's the one I need, but it works perfectly. So
you could launch an ICBM with that thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I loved going into that store and I'm going to go back by like
they're very nice
little buildings and mountains and everything so I can make tunnels.
You're going to work there someday. I think that's how it starts. I think it's a lot of people with regular jobs who were a hobbyist.
Yeah.
Then they're like, I want to work at this store. I like sharing my knowledge.
They got all the knowledge there.
Yeah. And then eventually Burl dies and somebody's got to take the reins.
Yeah.
And like, who else are they going to turn to except Snapper Steve?
Yeah, I'll be the young gun.
Yeah. At 45 years old, he's the youngest person they've ever seen.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Congratulations. Yeah. Now your train works?
It does. Yeah, my choo-choos are working
Where
fine.
Is it? In the basement?
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was around the Christmas tree.
No, I thought about doing that, but it would just get knocked over 1,000 times.
Be frustrating.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want that with your classic Lionel.
Exactly.
You can't have that. You can't have kids near that thing.
Those are pre-war trains, Hot Wings.
Dude, I know, man. I'm right there with you. I'm very jealous that you're actually accomplishing the thing that I said I was going to do years ago, and they're all still in the box, and I never got them out for my children.
Well, you can bring your kids by my house.
I'm sure his nearly 17-year-old will be very excited to drive across the state from Hot Wing's house to yours, essentially, to see your trains.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
His dad never got his out.
Drive on over to Steve's. It'll just be 9 gallons of gas to get there.
Oh, you'll freeze on the way, too, since the heat in your car doesn't work.
Let the fact that dad never got the trains out remind you of the second most disappointing decision he ever made for you while you're riding in the first.
Uh-huh.